actually learned that tune from Don Stover and recorded it with Bill Monroe in 1960-03. A little while ago.
What do you think?
Well, I think we should take turns, like you said, and who should go first?
Hey, yeah, that works.
Okay. Well, I thought of a couple of things to do that are different. In fact, these are both, I have a couple of new ones. If there's time, I'll do both. But I'll just do one now. Probably the most famous person in the world who plays banjo is Steve Martin. He's not here, but he spends part of his time living in this state, and it was kind of neat that he, after thinking about it and thinking about it, he finally suddenly got the urge to make a record of the banjo, and he has written a lot of interesting original tunes, and with the help of a whole nice cast of characters, including John McEwen was kind of like the overall kind of main production dude, but Tony Trischka and I got called in also and did some playing on the record, and our old friend from Country Cooking Days and so on, Russ Barenberg's on playing guitar, Michael Daves and Brittany Haas. Interesting cast of characters, and a couple of things that Steve wrote that are sort of, I guess, songs in the making. And the one I'm going to play now doesn't have a title yet, but...
songs or tunes?
Well, most of them are tunes, but then they're songs, in other words, with words coming along.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what I meant.
Songs, yeah. So,
can you have a song without words?
That's a whole different workshop. That's you go down...
Bluegrass Philosophy.
You go down Ralph Stanley Street and turn right on Tim O'Brien Drive, and there'll be that workshop. We have a chair for you, sweetie.
Hey, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm fine.
All right. Anyway, this is right at the very end of the demo he sent us of the tunes he's putting together, was just a little half-minute segment that I thought was really just sweet as could be, and I took the liberty with his encouragement and permission to write a second part for it. So, and I hope it gets some words. To me, this suggests being a song, and we'll see what happens with it. If it's a song, it might have a name, something like Words Unspoken. Anyway, this is it. Thank you. Not very wild, not very crazy, but there's a lot more to Steve Martin than wild and crazy. And it's, I think you'll really enjoy this banjo record. It has a lot of interesting variety of composition on it. Very musical. Okay, that was
who's
my
next
turn.
On the cavalcade?
I'll go next.
Okay.
And I will employ your services, Bela. You want to do this tune?
Sure.
Okay.
Do that now.
We're going to do a tune off of the Bluegrass Sessions called The Overgrown Waltz.
Bill has pointed out that it is on Bluegrass Sessions, not off Bluegrass Sessions.
It's a banjo workshop, not a grammar workshop.
This could be an illustration of the differences between the different generations.
Yeah, we speak English.
I shouldn't have been up here in the first place.
I'm not taking sides, I'm somewhere in between. If we could talk good, we wouldn't play the banjo.
Does everybody know Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters?